In conservative-leaning Nevada, Latino voters showed their power last year by helping deliver the state to Hillary Clinton. If President Trump sticks with his decision to end DACA, on top of pardoning Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and continues to threaten to build a wall with Mexico, he runs the risk of turning off even more Latino voters. Here's NPR's Leila Fadel reporting from Las Vegas.
It's this Latin American grocery store, Cardenas, where long lines of Latino voters cast their ballots for president last year. The Latino vote helped turn Nevada blue. On this day, most people I asked to interview say they're too afraid. They're afraid, they say, because they feel like this administration is targeting them.
Oh my God, it's crazy what he's doing right now.
Marisol Hernandez says that President Trump is emboldening racists, and he's making it seem like anyone seen as an immigrant is a criminal. Ending DACA is the latest blow. It's a program that allows young undocumented people brought to America by their parents to work, to go to school, and to buy homes.
What did the Hispanics and everyone that's not white do to him? Why did he say, oh, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to put a wall?
Hernandez voted here at this grocery store, and she says she'll vote again to push this president out. Nationally, Hillary Clinton took 66% of the Latino vote in the last election. The Senate race in Nevada will be an important political battleground next year, with an incumbent Republican, Dean Heller, seen as one of the most vulnerable senators defending his seat. Already, he's distancing himself from Trump's immigration positions. Michael Kagan is the director of the Immigration Law Clinic at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas' law school.
What I see is that Donald Trump has gone back on many things he said in the campaign on many issues, but he's actually been very consistent on being anti-immigrant and appealing to a white voting bloc, the rubric that people sometimes call white nationalism.
Trump's created an atmosphere of fear, says Laura Martin, associate director of the Progressive Leadership Alliance of Nevada, which advocates for immigrants' rights. About 13,000 people have DACA in Nevada.
It just affects so many people here. You can't live in Nevada and not know somebody who would be directly affected by this.
She says since Trump was elected, her office gets hate mail and people threatening to call immigration. One email she received recently said this: "Every one of you illegals should be gathered up and deported. You bring disease, crime, and corruption."
He's encouraging people to see someone maybe like me, the color of my skin, the texture of my hair, and make an assumption. And that just puts people in danger.
Democrats are jumping on the DACA decision to get Latino voters registered and to the polls in the next election. But there are Latinos who vote Republican and believe Trump will bring positive immigration reform. I reached Anthony Osnaya on his cell phone before Trump's decision.
He's just looking at feeling that all this terror, they're making he's a bad guy, a bad president, the worst, which is, he's doing his job.
He was hoping Trump would preserve DACA and told me he had no comment after the decision was made. Miriam Cadenas meets me at Planned Parenthood, where she volunteers. As we speak, she feeds her four-month-old baby and pats him on the back.
I'm not going to let immigration status keep me away from my kid.
Cadenas has DACA. She was brought from Mexico when she was 8. Her son is a citizen. She can't vote, but last year she knocked on doors to get people out to the polls, and now she's poised for a new fight. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Las Vegas.